When we talk about 1990s alternative rock, we talk about that album, that band, that voice right there. Courtney Love and her band Hole. Going back to 1994 on the album Live Through This, it is Hole's rendition of Credit in the Straight World, a song from by Young Marble Giants originally. But Hole does a whole new 1990s alternative take on that song. In the middle, it was just a couple of years ago that Montreal alternative rock band Private Lives made a splash here on Girly So Groovy with their debut album Hit Record. Well, they've returned with their sophomore release, Salt of the Earth. We heard the opening song, Dealer's Choice. And then kicking off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, new music out of St. John, New Brunswick. It is Penny and the Pits, a grungy garage punk quartet, with their debut album, Liquid Compactor. We heard the song Eutychus from Penny and the Pits. All right, we are going to keep this rock vibe going. Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. How about some really fun post-punk? It is the band Bush Tetras right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Were above me.
Have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to rock it all away, well then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. The Isle of Wight-based band Wet Leg brought a refreshing sense of fun to post-punk with their debut album and continue to do so now with their sophomore album. With Moisturizer, the new album, Wet Leg have grown to a quintet, and they have seemed to be going beyond virally catchy singles, bringing witty, heartfelt love songs for people who don't want to fall in love. We heard the opening track, CPR, from the new album, Moisturizer, from Wet Leg. In the middle, it is a New York City band that has not received enough girly, so groovy radio love for some time. Lean, dance-friendly, indie rock quintet, Gustav. A band whose songs are smart, witty, loaded with absolute cool. We heard the song Dog. That is from the band's album Audio Drag for Ego Slobs. And then starting the entire set off, a band that I feel like really pioneered the sounds that Gustav and Wet Leg were influenced by. It is the Bush Tetras, scrappy, intelligent New York band Bush Tetras, a band whose jagged guitars hover somewhere between post-punk and no wave. We reached all the way back to 1981 when they released their single, You Can't Be Funky. Lots more music coming up in the next half hour here on Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from Lucinda Williams, Waxahachie, Allison Russell, New, Patty Griffin, Rhiannon Giddens. The next 30 minutes, we're going to move from post-punk and kind of dive into indie rock and folk rock sounds here on the program. But before we do that, let me remind you that Girly So Groovy is social. You can find us on social media. We are on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. We're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. Every week I post the playlists in print. I post links to the musicians and bands featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page. But best of all, you can message me through those social media channels. I want to hear from you, the loyal listener. Which bands do you think, which musicians do you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love? You listen to the show. You know what the vibe of the program is. We genre hop all the time. There is not one set of sounds here on the show. Try me. Is there a request that you have? Again, Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at Girly So Groovy. But up next, we have new music out of Montreal with Meg Remy, better known under her moniker as US Girls. Alternative rock US Girls has released a new album called Scratch It, and she did just that. She had an itch to scratch, musically speaking. The new album is Meg Remy's Nashville album, and in many ways, Music City has worked its way into the sound of the album. Recorded straight live off the floor, when you listen to the album, it almost seems like you're listening to a concert album just without the audience as part of it. It feels intimate and vulnerable because of that. So here we go. New music right now from US Girls here on Girly So Groovy.
Raining the enemies on the trunks of fallen trees. In a clearing freshly filled, the pitch will sweetly smell. The vulgar men will yell, all within earshot of the last. Your friend.
My much about it now.
Music right there from Birmingham, Alabama, folk rock project known as Waxahachie. The song is called Can't Do Much. That is from her album St. Cloud. In the middle, it is new music from Lucinda Williams. Now, the iconic blues rock singer, songwriter. When she is releasing her new albums, they are full of vulnerability, heart, and who she is. But in between her own albums, she does not stop. This is a woman in her 70s, a woman who has had a stroke. But when she's not releasing her own music, she then quickly turns around and releases music of other musicians. She's done a full Tom Petty cover album, a full Bob Dylan cover album, a full Rolling Stones cover album. And now we have Lucinda Williams sings the Beatles from Abbey Road. We heard the opening track of that album from Lucinda Williams doing her take on the Beatles classic, Don't Let Me Down. And then kicking off the set, it is new music from US Girls. The new album is called Scratch It, recorded in Nashville, and it has some of those Nashville sounds. We heard the song The Clearing from US Girls. We're going to keep things going. Speaking of new music, Patty Griffin is an absolute treasure when it comes to Americana folk songwriting. For her 11th album, Crown of Roses, Patty Griffin approached it as art therapy. And here's why. Prior to writing the album, fate absolutely threw Patty Griffin a slew of obstacles. She was in treatment for breast cancer. She temporarily lost her voice. She struggled with writer's block. She ended a serious romantic relationship. And then she became her mother's caretaker in the last years of her mother's life. The album is definitely a glimpse at all the forces that have recently shaped Patty Griffin's heart. So without further ado, here we go. New Patty Griffin right now here on Girly So Groovy. The sky.
was all a dream, but the lights are coming up and the rehearsal is over. Maybe nothing says the scene, the crowd is moving all the time, just like you're drunk but you're sober. Day after day you feel you let it slip away, but it was never very far. Stand on ground that's shaking, but the earth is always quaking, making buildings and tearing them apart. Here's the thing that I've known from the start. You tell me to think, if you can't feel your heart, you might lose everything. Spend years in the dark, but it isn't the end. You just at the start. Back at the start. Back at the start. Please don't.
Music out of Montreal right there with indie folk rock singer-songwriter Alison Russell. From her debut album Outside Child, we heard the song The Runner. In the middle, it is the always delightful folk rock musician Rhiannon Giddens. The song is Too Little, Too Late, Too Bad. It's the opening track from Rhiannon Giddens' album You're the One. And then kicking off that set, it is Patty Griffin. Her newest album, her 11th album, Crown of Roses, was released just this summer. We heard the opening track, Back at the Start. Patty Griffin is touring that new album. It's a co-headline tour with Ricky Lee Jones. Two fabulous musicians coming together for what will make a great concert. So much more music coming up in the second hour of Girly So Groovy. We're going to kind of take the show into a new direction. It's going to be R&B, dance, all of that in the second hour. Again, Girly So Groovy, genre hops, baby. But before we get to that, hey, I just want to remind you, and I say this every week, consider it commercial time, but I feel like it's my duty to tell you this. If you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy, or if you just want to listen again, know that you can access Girly So Groovy 24/7. All you have to do is go to the absolutely free, no membership required website, Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. You will find 10 weeks worth, that's 20 hours of the program. And all you need to do is hit play. You can hit pause. You can come and go at your leisure. You can take it on the road. You can listen at home. Whatever works for your world, go for it, baby. All right, let's wrap up this first hour. Trying to think of what kind of note we've veered into indie folk rock, and then we're going to kind of move a bit into R&B. So what can bridge those worlds? Oh, I know how I want to wrap up this first hour. It's a voice that I've been wanting to feature here on Girly So Groovy for a few weeks now. Edmonton, Alberta, alternative folk rock singer-songwriter Dominique Adams. She is one of those voices that just feels like it's made for folk rock on summer nights, these early fall days. It was back in July that Dominique Adams released her latest album, To Keep. We're going to listen to the title track. And if you like what you hear, know that you can find Dominique Adams on Bandcamp. Right now, here she is with To Keep here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and, of course, to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fantastic female-fronted radio. In the second hour, I've got music on the way from Goldfrapp, music coming up from Rosie Lowe, Erica Badu on the way, as well as music from Natalie Bergman, Gladys Knight as well. We're going to kick off the second hour, though, with an artist who knows how to tap into that early kind of 1960s singer-songwriter style fused with soul and slight R&B. I'm talking about singer-songwriter Diane Birch right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Goodbye, my love. I'll be seeing you when the lights go. When I put my head on the pillow, I'll think of you.